The working environment is changing rapidly as workers are expected to respond immediately to the demands of the global economy. Instant replies to work queries and immediate action are frequently the norm. More research is needed on the effect of this on people's lives, but increasingly workers, including those at the managerial level, find themselves with heavy workloads and unable or unwilling to take their full holiday entitlement. This essay aims to look at the issue of limiting the hours that people can work each week and enforcing break times by legislation, and to show how it is an advisable option. There are strong arguments, for example, from business sources, that people should be allowed to work as long as they want without limitations imposed by the state. While it may be desirable that the state should not interfere too much in people's working lives, workers also need protection from possible exploitation. A manager in a large firm, for example, may be forced unwittingly to work for excessive numbers of hours without personal benefit. From the health perspective, it is unwise for employees to do work which is mentally or physically demanding, such as in a bank or factory, without taking sufficient breaks. An overworked bank employee could make an expensive mistake by keying in numbers incorrectly. Likewise, it is possible for a worker such as an employee on a construction site to cause injury through tiredness. The consequences to the health of the individual and the healthcare system as a whole may be largely detrimental if the potentially negative effects of working long hours on physical health are cause for concern.